pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
Remain standing for prayer. Can we have roll call?
Vice President Brown.
Here.
President Chapman.
Here.
Mr. Clark.
He has an excused absence.
Ms. Morris.
Here.
Ms. Rose.
Here.
Mr. Salters.
Here.
Mr. Sebring.
Here.
Mayor Yoakum.
Here. Next is adoption of the agenda.
I move that we adopt the agenda.
Second.
Motion by President Chapman, second by Councilman Sebring, to adopt the agenda as presented.
Mr. Brown.
Yes.
Mr. Chapman.
Yes.
Mr. Clark. I'm sorry. Ms. Morris.
Yes.
Ms. Rose.
Yes.
Salters.
Yes.
Mr. Sebring.
Yes. The agenda is adopted by a vote of 6-0. Next is approval of minutes for November 9th.
Move that we approve the minutes.
Second.
Motion by President Chapman, second by Councilwoman Rose, to approve the minutes as presented.
Call for the question. Mr. Brown.
Yes.
Mr. Chapman.
Yes.
Ms. Morris.
Yes.
Ms. Rose.
Yes.
Mr. Salters.
Yes.
Yes. And those are approved by a vote of 6-0. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances. Any none? We'll move to committee chair reports.
Mayor, we will be meeting after tonight's meeting to discuss the mental housing code.
Mr. Mayor, I would like to announce that the council will meet in regular session the fourth Monday of the month, December 28th at 6 p.m. We have some regular business. So we'll be able to take care of end of the year claims and conduct regular business at that meeting as well.
And that will be 28th.
28th.
Any other committee reports? Report of city officers. Seeing none, we'll move to old business. First up is ordinance 38-2015.
Mr. Mayor, ordinance 38-2015 is tabled pending a committee action following this meeting.
Next is ordinance 39-2015.
And ordinance 39-2015 is also tabled pending an amendment that will be brought to us at our next meeting.
We'll move to new business. First up is ordinance 40-2015, additional appropriation ordinance from EDIP for $16,622.64.
Move that we have first reading of ordinance 40-2015.
Second.
Motion by President Chapman, second by Councilwoman Rose, to have first reading of ordinance 40-2015.
This just handed me.
It's just in.
Ordinance 40-2015, additional appropriation ordinance, $16,622.04 from EDIP.
Right here, it's the Southern Indiana Development Lock Mueller. Mr. Mayor, I'd point out that the those items are immediately behind the ordinance in your packet. Two claims from Lock Mueller Group for a second in Niblack, as well as one claim from Southern Indiana Development Corporation for the police department's station grant.
Okay.
Okay. Yes, he's ready.
Okay, we're open for discussion.
The one for the police department, that would be for the grant that we're going to apply for the windows and such?
Correct.
All right, just making sure.
Any other?
All for the question.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Ms. Morris?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
And first reading of ordinance 402015 passes by a vote of 6-0. Next is resolution 172015, additional appropriation from EDIT for $44,140.
Mr. Mayor, I move we read and approve resolution 172015.
Second.
Motion by President Chapman, second by Councilman Sebring to have read resolution 172015.
Resolution 172015, additional appropriation resolution, the amount of $44,142. The pension fund.
Discussion. My understanding that there's actually no money that's being transferred. This is just a...
The notification to DLGF in reference to the funds.
Misappropriate funds that are already there, or? Is it funds that are already there just being appropriated, or?
Yes, sir.
And that's just a bookkeeping thing for the end of the year? The wrong amount?
The wrong amount, and it's not really the wrong amount, but the tax amount that showed up was a figure in there. It's just a clerical program.
I think it reduced to 2014.
Those were, I thought they were explained on the November 18th.
Yeah, there's a memo immediately behind the resolution.
Any other discussion?
Call for the question. Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Ms. Morris?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
And before we close out on that, I should have noted that we did have a public hearing and no one spoke for or against that resolution.
Okay. Resolution 172015 passes by a vote of 6-0. Next is resolution 182015.
Mayor, I move we read and approve resolution 182015.
Second.
Motion by President Chapman, second by Councilman Sebring to read resolution 182015.
Resolution 182015, additional appropriation resolution, $15,000. That has to do with 1925.
Discussion. Just to clarify, Mr. Culp, the difference in pension plans, the 1925 police pension plan and the other pension plan, are based on when an officer retired, correct?
Next.
Or when they started? Okay. Yeah, just wanted to.
I think it's a 77 plan and a 25 plan.
Right.
And I guess.
That's 90 years ago.
So, and this is actual dollars that are going to be transferred out of EDIT into
Yes.
And where are they going to?
They're going to the police pension fund, make sure that there's a poverty cash balance at the end of the year.
And is that because I've got a fund report, appropriation report from November 2nd that says there's $236,000 in that fund. That not going to be enough to cover?
You won't be $15,000 short, so that's why we need it. We wanted to tell you now, so we don't get down to the end of the year.
Call for the question.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
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 And that passes by a vote of 6-0. Next is claims.
I move that we approve claims totaling $643,698.07.
Second.
Motion by President Chatton, second by Councilman Sebring to pay the claims amount of $643,698.07.
Call for the question.
Brown?
Yes.
Chapman?
Yes.
Horace?
Yes.
Ms. Bros?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
And that passes by a vote of 6-0. Under miscellaneous, you've got levy system improvements project and approval to pay once grant funds for receiving Wabash Utilities $33,568.94 from Poker Grant. City of Vincennes $30,382.47 reimbursement. Blackenberg Brothers Incorporated from Oker Grant and Bannon Engineering $11,634 from reserve credit funds.
Is it anticipated these will come in this year? Or
yes, sir. SIDC has done everything that they can and submitted the claim vouchers to the state for paying to us. Matter of fact, we are waiting on three of them right now. Not of these, but three of these types. So we're hoping that the mayor has more contact with SIDC than I do, but I think speaking for him that we are anticipating receiving those yet. All we're doing here is approving it. The grant money is no problem. We can pay it as soon as we get it. But if we have to use any of our reserved edit, like you all finally moved over, we want to get those approved now, so as soon as we get the OCRA grant, then we can go ahead and pay them out of our office. You will still have them on your claims when they come around.
Okay. Well, then I move that we approve the advance approval to pay from these grant funds once received.
Second.
Motion by President Chatton, second by Councilman Sebring. Move forward with the advance payments.
Call for the question.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Ms. Morris?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
Okay, that passes by a vote of 6-0. Nothing else?
Other than just to remind the council members, everyone that was reelected got in the mail your affidavit of being sworn in. Just hang on to that until we have a ceremony, and then you bring that to that meeting, and the paperwork is filled out. But don't throw it away.
Motion to adjourn.
We are adjourned.